Hi, so I'm Liz.
And I'm Josh.
And we're part of Bloody Date Night, which is part of the Atlantic Transmission Network, if you didn't know. And now we're raising some money to buy some new equipment and a great way that you can support our show and our sister shows. So if you go to theatlantictransmission.com and click on the Amazon link at the top of our homepage, then when you search for something on Amazon, we get a cut of whatever you purchase.
Yeah, buy whatever you want. Buy cookies, buy fruit snacks, buy marital aids. All the money really helps. It doesn't matter what you buy as long as you buy it off of the Amazon link that we tell you. And it's the same stuff at the same price, but we get a small piece of sending you guys there. And that really helps because I've broken a lot of equipment in the studio. But guys, please go to the Amazon link, help us out, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye. Episode, who cares? You're so far into it. Why are we even keeping check?
I was wondering you were going to pull out a number. I have no idea.
666.
It's got to be like 20-something, right?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe something around something those like lines. That. It's, yeah, I'd say 20.
Sure.
A round number.
Yeah,
five more years and then it can rent its own car.
That's right.
And then when it becomes 30... We got to let
it
out of the house. Yes,
yeah.
It's all downhill. You're going to start losing your hair. Everything's going to start thinning. You sweat in places you didn't think you could sweat from. And my God, this is my second cup of coffee today.
I know.
So
that's
I hope you're happy.
I didn't go get a cup of coffee.
I'm shaking so hard right now.
I can't do it.
My name is Josh Rockpile Krebs. And across from me is Liz Snitches Get Stitches Richards. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Okay, we just had delicious croissants.
Yeah, these prosciutto cheese croissants.
They were fancy and delicious.
I ate all of it in one breath.
Pretty much.
I was going to sing something, but I can't remember. I don't even know what I had. I just stopped myself before I even went into it.
Every breath you take.
Every ham you make. All right. But we're not going to talk about croissants, and we're not going to talk about ham and prosciutto and Italian. Is it Italian?
Yeah.
It's an Italian meat. Today we're going to talk about something special, which is the Blair Witch Project.
What year was it?
1999.
Okay.
Because they're going to party like it's 1999.
Yeah.
In the fucking woods.
You remember 1999? The Y2K panic?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thought they were going
to
die.
We thought the computers were all going to roll over to 1900.
Skynet was going to take over and then...
Yeah.
And then fucking Terminators were going to come by and start rolling over our skulls. It didn't happen.
No.
We are now might be living in that Judgment Day scenario, but not then.
No.
We were fine back then. This that seemed like a paradise and a utopia compared to what's happening right now. Because this is real.
This is all real.
But enough about politics. This isn't a political podcast.
No.
This is all about this.
It's not a ham podcast, not a political podcast.
Guys,
it's
regardless
a horror podcast.
Regardless if you are listening because you like ham, first of all, thank you. Secondly, this is not about ham.
Sorry.
And if you think we're gonna talk about Michael Moore politics or any of that shit, no. We're gonna talk about the Blair Witch Project from 1999.
Awesome.
Yes. Liz, do you have any first experiences with this movie?
No, I mean it's another one of those movies that came out when it's similar to Scream, where I was going to the movies a lot at that age, like when I was in high school, but I did not go see Blair Witch Project because it looked too scary.
Too scary?
Too scary.
Can I ask you, like, because this is the first movie ever really to kind of like break that indie mainstream thing, you know? Because this movie was made for what I believe was a whole bag of Cheetos and $500.
Yeah, looks like it.
It was a carton of cigarettes, and it went on to make like $50 million or something like that.
Wow.
I'm not even 50 million, like $200 million.
Wow. Yeah, so. I mean, I do remember what I remember so clearly about this was all the marketing because it came out and it was kind of like underground, secretive.
They
pitched it like it was real found footage.
Yeah, this is
and that really scared me.
This is the first ever kind of found footage, quote unquote, movie. Or that's at least what started the trend, I guess you could say.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know about you, but 1989, I was also very on the internet all the time. I was in like the chat rooms and the listservs. I was a big old dork. And I remember people talking about this. It had such a crazy underground buzz.
Yeah, but also the people in the movie like went on to say like all the actors, the quote unquote actors, were dead or missing.
Yeah.
Like they legitimately brought a sure realism to this. They were just like, hey, these people are actually dead or missing, when in fact they weren't.
Yeah, because then they brought him out at the MTV Movie Awards. I do remember that. See, there we go.
Oh, to prove that they were
like,
still alive?
No, they were like the cast of the Blair Witch Project. I was like, oh. What?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you're like, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, but it was so, like, even now I can really appreciate the marketing of that. That was such,
it was really
so
smart.
And I don't know if it's something you could reproduce today.
Oh, no, you could. Like, they're doing it right now with, didn't they do that with Fast and the Furious for a while?
Secret underground Fast and the Furious marketing?
Yeah, well, no, I should. I know you're laughing right now. I know you're laughing right now.
No, I get it.
I realized what I just said after
no.
I said
it. Yikes.
Anyway, yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, it's not the first time that we've mentioned that.
No, it's not, unfortunately.
And for some reason, I don't think it will be the last.
No, I don't think it will be.
I'm sorry. Anyway. Any to Paul Walker's family who's listening.
Oh, we're sorry.
Or Vin Diesel. Stay away from my cousin, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, we were just talking about Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, stay away. Mm-hmm. He asked her to be in a threesome.
Yeah.
He asked my cousin to be in a threesome when she was in L.A.
Yikes.
I want you to be in a threesome with me and this other Groot. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Anyway. So, yeah. So, my first experience is with, yeah, the marketing with this and everything. And I was like, I went to go see it at an independent movie theater with my friend Ryan and David.
Nice.
And
frequent guests.
Frequent guests and mentions of the show.
Yeah.
I remember this being, like, the theater actually being super packed, like, mm-hmm. with people. And then as we were leaving, it was polarized. Like, half was like really into it, and the other half was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Did you think it was real?
No, I didn't. But I really thought it was really scary the way that they were making it so real.
Did Ryan David think it was real?
No.
No.
Not really. No. Because also it's like, for some reason we were kind of like under the assumption it's like Catfish. Like that movie Catfish. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that movie Catfish? I don't think that was real.
Right.
I don't think at all that was real. So I had a really good, I don't know. I feel like I had a really good sense of myself to be like, oh, this is total horseshit.
Yeah.
Oh. But I respected the fact that they made me go see it.
Yeah.
They got my money.
Seems like a lot of people believed it. I believed it. I didn't even see it.
I was reading. I was reading the trivia on this. Apparently, people were like, after this movie came out, people would go to like the place where this was shot and steal like the fucking town sign, so you didn't know where you lived for so long. Like residents didn't know where they were living.
Oh, that's tough.
I couldn't get home, so they would steal like the sign leading into the town, and like they would also steal like I guess like cemetery headstones. It was crazy.
Oh, God. Well, actually, so.
Although I did the same thing when First Kid came out.
Stop.
I would go to the White House and I'd steal the White House plaque so they didn't know where.
Used to be easier. It was simpler times then.
It was simpler times back then.
Well, that led actually one of my first questions is Coffin Rock real? The place that they're hiking out to?
I don't know. Well, okay.
So I guess we should jump into this. So
yeah, let's jump in because, let's jump in and then.
So it's found footage from 1994.
Right.
And
you could tell because the Ace of Base is playing in the background.
Yes, the music is so great. Also, for the first few minutes, I thought, I was like, are the credits jumpy or is it just my eyes? No, the whole movie is jumpy.
Yeah, this whole movie will make you throw up.
Yeah, it didn't make me throw up, but I thought my contacts were blurry and I went and rinsed them out and I was like, no, it's just the movie.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
It's all shot on Zapruder film.
I don't know. That joke is lost on me. I'm sorry.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
It's like what the Kennedy assassination was shot
on. Oh.
Is it too soon to talk about Kennedy?
No, I just don't.
It's only been like 50 years.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So they're going off to Coffin Rock?
Yeah, so.
So is Coffin Rock a real place?
I don't think so. Like, okay. In the vein of this film, yeah, it's real.
Right, no, but I mean, I guess I was trying to figure out how much of it is based in fact,
okay.
If anything.
So this is what it is. So from what I can understand, the guys who made this movie, the two dudes, they created a whole backstory.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on, I think they created the backstory over the course of like 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And then they gave the backstory to the actors and like, okay, this is the backstory of the whole thing. There's not going to be a script, but you're going to go to these places.
Oh, so it's pretty improvised.
I think it is. Like, oh, okay. I'm pretty sure like a lot of the dialogue is improvised anyway.
That explains it.
But they would.
That's why they scream so much. They do a lot of screaming in this movie.
Well, you can't.
I mean, have you ever watched two actors try and improvise a scene and eventually they just start yelling at each other? Have you been in those scenes, Josh Groves?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Level one improv.
It is. I feel like that's kind of, you know, it just like escalates and people don't know where to go.
You're my wife. I will never be your wife.
Yeah. And people then, just scream. There's a lot of that in this movie.
Mm. Yeah. So basically Heather
and Mike, and
Mike and Josh. That's me.
It's you.
I'm in this movie. And then so she's making a student film about the legend of the Blair Witch.
Right.
Right.
And they're going to go to Coffin Rock, which I guess is where the witch was, the witch lived.
Well, they go. Because
that's what her guidebook is for, right? Her guidebook is to Coffin Rock.
Yeah. Coffin Rock is supposedly, well, when they interview the townspeople are all like telling her all about the stories and stuff. And she says it, right? She reads it from the book.
I don't know where you're going. You have to finish the sentence.
Never mind. Sorry. They go to the legend of Coffin Rock is like five people were like murdered sacrificed there.
Yeah.
That's why it's so significant. Mm-hmm. In the place of this story, like apparently like they were supposed to be sacrificed and that was supposed to be in relation to the Blair Witch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was it? Oh yeah. So this is another question I have. Why are they shooting on like a 1940s reel to reel and a camcorder?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I'm not a student filmmaker.
It just seemed like a pain to carry around.
He's churning the film.
At one point he's churning it and running through the woods. And I thought that seems
hold on one
hard.
Second there, fellas. I got to go ahead and switch these reels there. This dame's skirt's all getting all frizzy right in front of the lens there. I got to go ahead and get it changed out. I hope this witch has got some good old brandy ready for us when we meet her. Oh, boy.
So the...
You're not having any of that.
No.
Jesus. All right.
No, I'm curious why they had that. Mm. Why they had that weird old camera. I thought you had an answer, but.
I don't know. Well, I guess like from a student film perspective, it makes the film seem a lot more. I don't know.
I mean, I never made films in high school or college or anything. Is it just like, would that equipment be available?
But also like when you look at that film that they shot, it does look like a student film.
Yeah.
A really cheap, cheap student film.
Yeah. Are they like maybe pretentious art school students and that's why they decided to get a 1940s reel to reel?
I honestly feel like all three of these people deserve what they got.
Yeah.
Because they all are kind of pretentious in a weird way.
Yeah. Oh my God. And Mike is such a jerk.
Mike is? You feel like Mike is?
Yeah. I don't know. They're all kind of jerks.
He's the heartthrob.
No, he was so rude.
He's such a Chandler. Ugh. Or a Carrie.
So then the idea of what we're watching as the movie is that somebody found all the footage, found the two cameras, and then they spliced the footage together into a documentary. That's the idea?
Yeah, my theory is there is a boy out in the middle of the woods looking for porno, for pornography.
That's always your theory.
That's always a theory. And he came across all this footage, and he went back home, and he's like, well, you know what? I got to have a hobby. And now he just started editing all together.
Yeah, so. Possible.
Yeah, that's actually true because all this is edited together to look kind of like.
Yeah, because at first I thought, oh, well, maybe. Well, I guess because the first couple scenes you see Heather and Josh go pick up Mike, right? Mike is the...
Right, the sound guy.
The sound guy, who they don't know. They just hired him.
Yeah, they Craigslisted him.
Yeah, they Craigslisted him. And so they are all driving around. And then all those shots are sort of like someone turns a camera off and on, you know, to shoot it. It's like when my dad would shoot a vacation video. And it would just be like all these blip, 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 blip. And things are all strung together. But then later, they start getting edited together. And there's even a point where someone is doing, where you see Heather like off in the distance and then you hear her talking about something. There's like a voiceover.
You hear like a voiceover recording. So it seems like it had to have been edited together.
Yeah.
So that means that they would have to be editing this movie as they were.
No, I thought that we were talking about like someone found it later and put it together, I guess. Right?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
I don't know. That's what I'm.
That's very bold. I mean, that's kind of fucking with the director's vision.
Well, then what's your explanation?
The witch did it. The witch has like Final Cut, and she just wants to like
drags all the video into her witch lair, and
she just kind of like she goes back to her shanty.
Yeah, she pulls up Final Cut and starts dropping things in,
and she just wants to put in like maybe some AC/DC somewhere or something. She's just like, no,
a lot of wipe cuts.
A lot of wipe cuts, a lot of fade to whites.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it looked great. She did a great job.
She did a great job.
If she turned that in to the school, I'm pretty sure she would have gotten a passing grade.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's great.
She's great.
So... that witch turned out to be Zack Snyder. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And then, so we get to where they're all in the town and they're interviewing all the people about the Blair Witch. And there's the woman where the baby keeps smacking her in the mouth.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She doesn't talk.
That was a best actor in this whole movie.
That was a well-trained baby. I was very impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, the baby was...
the baby was right on cue.
Would it also surprise you that that wasn't a baby?
It was a baby.
It was the smallest actor in the world dressed in baby's clothing. Like Vern Troyer from...
it's Vern Troyer.
Austin
Oh, my God. What's Vern Troyer up to? That's a good question.
Apparently, he is living the life, and he like has sex with this amazing fiance of his.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Good for him.
Good for Vern.
If he's, you know, if he's able to live off of that
Austin Powers money,
go ahead. Yeah, by the way, those movies don't hold up.
I'd believe that. So they,
yeah, baby.
Oh God.
I'm just going to do that for the rest of the show.
Please don't.
Go ahead.
so they start interviewing all the people in the town. We find that Blair Witch killed 7 kids.
Yeah. Worst babysitter ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did she kidnap the kids? I feel like we don't get a whole lot of story of like...
well, they said that the kids...
why she does what she does.
She said the... what? Her motive?
Yeah.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. She's just a witch.
Well, it's like... well, you didn't see The Witch
no.
with me, did you?
No.
No, you didn't. In that scenario, they... kill kids and then they smash up the fat and they use that to fly. They spread it all over their body to fly around.
Oh,
so that's a lot of, she's getting a lot of frequent flyer miles on that.
That's gross.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Ugh.
But you know, I think that that's, she's definitely not, you know,
yikes.
She's definitely not taking care of him.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ugh.
She's not taking him to Discovery Zone. Ugh. Well, maybe to some zone, but.
Oh God! And then that religious lady that they talked to for a really long time.
Oh yeah, Mary Brown.
That's Mary Brown.
Local kook.
Yeah, local kook. Mary Brown. It says that the Blair Witch is hairy head to toe.
Yeah, it's Sasquatch.
It's Sasquatch. Yeah.
Well, also her feet never touch the ground. They say that a couple times.
Yeah, her feet never touch the ground. She's hairy from head to toe. And there was something else that they said too. I don't remember. I thought I wrote it down. Oh, and she's all gray. That's when they talked to the fisherman.
That was actually kind of a fun scene.
Yeah.
I actually really did like that. Yeah, I was like, if this could just be just these two dudes fishing and like bitching at each other, like they're two old biddies.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Great.
Yeah. Because they're the ones who said she's hairy, her feet don't touch the ground, and she's all gray.
And she's all gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they like hop out of their car. Oh, that's right. And that's when they finally ask someone if they can film them, which I thought they're not doing very well with consent.
Oh, yeah.
Consent in this movie. Finally, they ask the fisherman, they're like, is it okay if
we film you?
It's So you didn't ask any people before that?
So they just bum rushed all these people at like the supermarkets.
They are. Well, some of them look like they're outside their homes.
Well, Mary Brown's outside of her home. Yeah. I know that. I just imagine just like the other ones are just like, you know, at the supermarket or something. Yeah.
They're just hanging out in the aisle of Duane Reade or something.
Yeah. Also, like, why do we need the scenes of them in the grocery store? But I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Who knows? I just like marshmallows.
It's like building the
camaraderie between the three of them.
I guess.
Again, this witch really cut together a really good film.
Yeah.
That showcased her characters.
She did some like establishment.
She really thought this out. She's really thinking as like a three act structure.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Applying to UCLA. Like.
Blair Witch grad school.
Grad school. I want to get in. Well, what do you think your accomplishments are? I've been haunting the same woods for over 6,000 years.
Yes.
Oh, well,
that's consistent.
That's very consistent. Is there any like, do you have any demos or anything that we can see? I cut together a bunch of home improvement episodes.
Oh my God.
That are just Tim Allen grunting. Perfect. You're in.
It's the sort of experimental work we need at UCLA.
We need this. The next Francis Ford Coppola. Anyway.
So then they park outside the woods. They get to the woods. And then Heather says, "Don't worry, I know exactly where we are," which I'm pretty sure is one of the things you're not supposed to say in a horror movie.
No. No.
No, don't say that. I know exactly where we are. Famous last words.
I know exactly where we are. Yeah. Yeah.
And then spoiler alert, she doesn't. Well, she does until they lose the map.
Well, yeah, she does. She doesn't lose the map.
She doesn't?
No. Because Josh kicks it in the creek.
Oh, right.
Remember that?
Yes,
he like loses his fucking mind. That's and he right. just says, "I kicked that thing in the fucking creek."
Yeah. Josh, so he kicked a map?
Yeah. Well, a map did kill his father.
You ever tried to like kick a paper bag as it floats through the sky?
I do that every day.
Yeah. It's a feel exercise.
I think it's just like it. Just imagine Mike trying to kick a map into the creek, but it takes him like at least a minute and a half.
Like, didn't you just crumble it up, throw it in the water?
No.
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 Where's the footage of that?
Him kicking it into the creek, trying to kick it in the creek.
Yeah.
It's just him screaming at it. Well, yeah. So she immediately says we're not lost, and they're not really lost per se.
They don't really know where they're going, but they're not lost.
But she says like we're on the right track. We're just like a little like we're off by like an hour.
Yeah.
Or something
but
like
then
that.
They get to Coffin Rock because then they tell that story about how all the people were like attached hand to ankle.
Yeah. The five dudes were like doing a fucking human centipede out there.
Yeah. Creepy. Or they're like a ladder, like a people ladder.
A people ladder?
People
climbing
bridge.
All the way to heaven.
People bridge. Ugh. Yeah. Mm. And so they, and then we go to the next day and again, she says, "Oh no, I knew where we were going," but they got a little lost.
Yeah.
And they'll probably get lost again.
Most likely.
Yeah. And then they did. And then we have that really, And then we have that really long close up of what's his face's sweaty, hairy chest.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a patchy
hair.
Yeah,
they
like
talk about his hair on his chest for a long time.
They're kind of obsessed with his body.
It's Mike, right? That they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Heather and Josh are the ones who were dating?
No.
They're not dating?
No. I was just under the assumption that they were just like they'd like know each other from class or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Not every male-female relationship has to be romantic, Liz.
That's true. You're right.
I'm just saying.
You are correct.
If you could just put aside your presumptions.
No, you're absolutely correct. I just assumed.
Yeah. But yes, they were fucking.
They shared a tent.
Yeah. But I honestly,
you're right. They don't ever explicitly say what their relationship is. Just that they're like closer to each other than they are to Mike.
I was under the assumption that they just knew each other from class and they just, because they were the first people to meet up and
yeah.
And they kind of have a better camaraderie than they do with
right.
Mike.
The two of them are closer than they are with Mike.
So I assume like they just knew each other from school.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah. But anyway, they talk a lot about his sweaty, hairy chest and his hair patterns and it was Pretty gross.
Some dudes have no hair, which, okay. Well, and some dudes have patchy hair, and some dudes have a fucking Robin Williams sweater, like I do, sort of.
You don't have, no, you're not that bad.
That's true. I'm not bad.
No.
Yeah. It's like little patchy, like Japanese suicide forest that I have on my chest.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. Anyway, let's stop talking about my chest.
Talk about your sweaty, hairy chest.
No. Let's talk about Mike's sweaty, hairy chest.
It was such a weird conversation to be like, this is like Belize or whatever the hell they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. They said it was like a map of the world or something.
Yeah. So they start naming the hair patches after countries. It's really strange.
It's weird foreplay.
Yeah.
That doesn't get anybody hot.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Worst porno I've ever seen.
Ugh. And then, oh, that's right. And so after that happens, that's when they're like, why do you have to get everything on tape? And I just wrote, because you might die. You don't know.
That's a reason why?
Gotta have full documentation. You might die.
Yeah, but also it's like a suit and film, so.
Yeah. You don't know what footage you're going to need.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Or it could be like, oh, man. It could be like that movie Dear Zachary. You ever seen that documentary, Dear Zachary? It's
no, it's really sad, isn't it?
It's super sad.
That's why I haven't seen
it. The baby dies.
Thanks.
But anyway. It's basically where like maybe it could be like the documentary goes one way, and then like when she starts editing all the footage, she's just like, oh, it took another way.
Yeah, that's right.
And then like
that's true.
Like A+, now you run the school.
And then, oh, we'll one day look back on this and laugh. Another thing you probably shouldn't say in a horror movie. Also famous last words.
Yeah. We're going to look back on this and laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If you get to.
If you get to laugh.
Or look back.
Oh, okay. If you can laugh.
Can you laugh?
Can you laugh? No, I can't. I was born without the.
Without a laugh.
Without a laugh.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The Child Without a Laugh. That's like a Lifetime movie right
Oh, God. What was that fucking horrible Katherine Heigl, Rosario Dawson movie
we
saw?
Oh, I don't know. What was it? I don't know.
It was like a Lifetime movie with Rosario Dawson and
Katherine Heigl.
Oh, yeah. And the last frame of the trailer I thought was fucking hilarious. It was Rosario Dawson slamming Katherine Heigl's face into a picture frame.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And I don't know what the movie was called.
No, I don't remember
either. It was very Lifetime movie-ish.
It was.
But The Child Without a Laugh is even better.
The Child Without a Laugh. That's, yeah.
Who's on Lifetime a lot?
Shannon Doherty.
Melissa Joan Hart. And Abigail Breslin in The Child Without a Laugh.
Oh. Oh, man.
Anyway, sorry.
That's okay.
So, anyway, we...
Oh, and then at one point, this is going... I feel like you're going to laugh at me.
No, I was born without a laugh.
Because I think I misheard a line again. Not as bad as...
Well, no.
Not as bad as Five Guys.
We'll see.
When they're crossing... They're trying to cross the water. You know, there's that log... And they're like trying to climb across.
Yeah.
And they have to carry all their camera. And I swear he says, how are we going to get the dad across?
Oh, no, the dat.
Oh!
The DAT.
What's that?
It's like a piece of filming equipment.
Oh, okay.
I don't know specifically what it is.
Oh.
Digital audio tape? Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Kent.
Thank you.
Digital audio tape. Okay.
And that's your...
See, I knew
and that's it. Your filming technique, and that's your lesson for today's bloody date night lesson. In
what's our podcast called?
Dat, digital audio.
How are we gonna get that dad across?
How are we gonna get that dad across?
I was like, who the hell is dad?
Well, Mike brought his dad,
the Blair Witch dad.
The Blair Witch dad. My dad's here. You can just cut that last part out.
So.
They all can't be winners.
No, it's okay. It's okay, sweetheart. And then they find the rocks, the piles of rocks that are the cemetery.
Yeah.
Which is weird. It was it's the cemetery for
the seven kids.
For the seven kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there were a lot of like groups of murder, so I wasn't really sure which one it was, if it was the guys who were the people bridge or if it was the children.
The rock pile children?
Rock pile children.
Yeah. I mean, it's very odd. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on in this movie.
Yeah.
So, but I mean,
it's
those.
Like they couldn't quite decide what the Blair Witch did.
Or she just, like, did too much.
Yeah. She took on too many responsibilities.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you got to streamline and focus.
Or at least, like,
your brand.
Yeah. At least you're. I think she's a part of this. She's maybe part of the generation where it's just like she just works so much, she doesn't have a hobby or she doesn't know how to relax.
Yeah.
So
like her job is killing children, but her hobby is killing adults.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And stone piles.
Stone piles. Okay.
Yeah. So there, yeah, there's the pile of rocks.
And then he knocks the rocks over.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They knock the rocks over.
They knock the rocks over. Whoops.
Yeah. He shouldn't have done that.
And he's like, oh, I'll just rebuild it. He just shoves them back together really fast.
You can't do that.
You cannot do that.
No.
You can't just rebuild. He's like, it's just no big deal. I'll just.
That's a child grave right there, man. You just desecrated a child grave.
I know. He just hurried. He's like, oh, if I do it really fast, no one will know. Yeah, but they do. They do know.
Yeah, they do because they're ghosts.
Yeah.
They're child ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then they're lost again and they're screaming at each other again.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, I was thinking about this sort of similarly, that you can like really tell how strong a relationship is by what happens when you're like traveling and you get lost.
Yeah.
Because then I thought about like that time when we got lost in New Jersey and that was awful.
Jesus Christ. It was really bad. God almighty.
You almost had us, Jersey. We were like driving back and forth across New Jersey and we could see Manhattan on the other side of the water and we could not figure out how to get over there. And it was so frustrating.
It's really frustrating when you see a landmark that you can definitely identify, like the.
It was like, there's the Empire State Building. How do we get over there?
And we couldn't fucking get to it.
Yeah.
Like there was no direct way to get there.
And we stopped at the Vince Lombardi rest station for a while.
And he wasn't there.
He was not there.
He was not
there.
Well,
it's the middle of the night.
Although we did see a couple, I think we saw like a
couple that was definitely having an affair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the truck stop.
They were.
It was weird.
Outside of the Popeyes at like 1 a.m.
Again.
At the Vince Lombardi rest stop.
Yeah, again, he wasn't there.
No.
He was not there.
No.
Everything goes to shit when Vince isn't there. Anyway.
It was. But our relationship survived. This relationship,
not doing well?
Not so well.
Yeah, they're not going to be moving in anytime soon?
No, I don't think so.
No, like, Mike is very antagonistic. Like, he tends to really, like, antagonize a lot of people.
He does. And then he kicks the map in the river.
Yeah.
And then, did none of them travel with flashlights?
I guess not.
Because the only time we ever get light is when they turn on the camera at night with the light on it. But no one seems to have a flashlight.
But you know what, though, is in the sake of, like, this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the fact that they didn't have flashlights.
Yeah, but it just seems so odd that they didn't travel with one.
Right. And I'm looking at it from like a movie making standpoint, like to set the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, I think to have a flashlight would be, I don't know, it would take everything out. To look at everything like it, when you're in the dark, like all of it is dark. Like literally, which is unfortunately what 45% of this movie is. It's like
dark.
All dark.
Yeah.
But I like that, but also you're just sitting in darkness.
Yeah.
And you're just hearing like,
yeah, creepy stuff.
And then you hear like,
yeah.
And then you hear somebody be like, hey man, do you have a minute to go ahead and stop if you can talk about the children of the world?
God, I hate those people. Hate those guys.
Hey man, how are you doing? Hey, would you mind just stopping for a minute?
I was talking about human rights.
Human rights really quick. Hey man, really quick, do you have a minute so I can talk to you about my GoFundMe page?
Hey, do you know Greenpeace? You know Greenpeace?
Hey man,
oh my God, I hate those people.
Yeah, I know.
I hate them.
I know. It's okay. It's not their fault.
I know. They're just trying to make a living.
Make a living.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So
it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So this is when they're like officially, they are lost. They have no map. And then they're like, oh, we're not. Someone says that they got to get to work the next morning.
Yeah.
And then Mike is like, I got to return this equipment on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big concerns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. But I get it. The rental fee is going to be outrageous.
Oh, God. If I don't have these things back in the drop-in box by midnight tonight, do you not know? They're going to charge me for an extra day.
Yeah, exactly. Can't afford that.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I thought that was a very realistic concern because that would have been mine, too. Like, oh, my God, we got to get all this equipment back into the studio or we're going to get fined.
Yeah, and then you can't rent anything again, at least for a while, because they won't let you. Yeah. Blockbuster policy.
Yeah.
Blockbuster policy.
Nice.
They start to freak out, like, on so many different levels.
Yeah, they have a map fight.
Map fight?
Map fight. Map fight. Yeah, they fight about the map.
Yeah, it's their Saved by the Bell moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they start just beating the shit out of each other.
They're all so angry.
Yeah, like... And also, for good reason.
Yeah, it makes me feel bad for Heather, though, because I think she was trying.
She wasn't wrong.
No.
But also, she was like, it was like, I think if, she, like, in their, in Mike and Josh's heads, like, if she paid more attention to, like, the map and getting to where they needed to be and not about filming every goddamn thing, like, they would probably be back at the car.
She just has that eye for film.
God damn it. Yeah, but I got to go home and watch Cupcake Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to watch Worst Cooks in America.
I love that show.
Amberell, I think she's 75% cockatiel.
She is. You love her.
I know. I love her. I love Amberell. Yeah. Somebody get me an autographed picture of Amberell. Let's do it. It could be, anything.
Anything.
Go for it. She's my baby. Yeah, so... But this is also when we find the piles of rocks outside of their tent.
Yes, they wake up and there's a little grave outside of their tent.
Three piles of rocks.
Three little graves, right. Ah, spooky.
Y'all are going to fucking die. Guess what? Not going to be good.
Yeah. It's sort of like, we talked about in Babadook about how the Babadook goes to the craft store. Do you think the Blair Witch is also crafty? Because she made those little
stick
piles.
Figures?
Yeah, she's got to be crafty.
Yeah, but you
is there... An underground, like, bizarro universe Michael's craft store.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or, like, all these horror movie people who
get
like
their
crafts.
Supplies.
Go, yeah.
They go get their supplies.
Yeah. I need iron-on transfers. I'm making t-shirts for my bachelorette party I'm going to.
I love it.
It's called Fiance. I want a t-shirt that says Fiance, but it actually says... Beyonce. Like Beyonce. I'm a witch.
Oh my God. I love the idea of Dark World Michaels.
It's great. And it's run by Michael Myers.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. Ah,
so good.
That's great. And then like he never speaks, but they always come up like, excuse me, I need to return this. Ah, these bees. And he's just like,
there's like piles and piles of fake flowers and like
he's just standing
yarn
there.
And he's just craft like, kits.
And he's just like punching numbers into everything. But it's only with a butcher knife.
Perfect.
Oh yeah. This is a great
God.
Idea.
Dark World Michaels is my favorite.
He's great with customer service.
Yeah.
He really listens to you. He's really good at it.
I love it, man.
It's so good. I like it, guys. We have to make t-shirts like this.
Yeah.
Dark World Michaels. I love it. Well, this is also when, speaking of that, is when they find the stick figures.
The spooky stick figures.
Yeah, the ex-wife effigy.
Yeah. Now, remember when you watched some of American Horror Story with me?
Sure.
Did they rip this off? They must have ripped this off of Blair Witch. Remember we were watching and there was that moment where they went into the last season, where they went into the woods and there were all these, Lady Gaga was there.
I didn't watch the last season.
You didn't watch that one with me?
No.
We just watched the Spooky Hotel one.
Yeah. Well, tried to.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. You know, it's a bad show and I watch it still.
Yeah.
But I never finish it. So I always watch like the first three episodes and I go, this is terrible.
But you keep watching the next season?
Yeah. And then I watch the first, I wait and see if it's going to be good. Some of the seasons are good. The witch one is actually Very good.
Coven is really
coven.
Good. Coven. Coven? You say coven or coven?
Coven.
Coven?
Yeah, Coven of Witches. Coven. Isn't it? Is it coven? I don't know.
I mean, it's the O. Is it a liquid O? Coven? Coven.
It's a coven.
Is it Coco Coven?
The witch one is good.
Okay. But that they don't have the stick figures in the witch one, though.
No, it was the stick figures. I think in the most recent season. They went out.
They might have.
I mean, I don't put that past Ryan Murphy ripping off other movies. No, it probably does.
I mean, no, a lot of people do it. I'm just saying. Like, a lot of people rip off other people all the time.
Yeah.
But so this is also that night.
And the night and their tent starts shaking.
Yeah, and they hear, like, they hear rustling.
Yeah.
And they hear, like, you know, kids being like,
creepy. I can imagine this movie being really scary in theaters.
Actually, when it was all in darkness.
When it's like really dark and you hear all these spooky sounds.
Yeah, I think this movie does get a lot of shit. But I think this is one of those movies that you would probably appreciate more if you saw it in a theater.
That's actually what I kept thinking, is that if I had seen this movie in 1999 in a theater, I think I would have really, really liked it.
Yeah.
Watching it on Netflix now, knowing that it's not real.
Not real.
I don't know if I liked it as much.
Hmm.
I don't know.
So the fact that these people could actually be dead made it better for you?
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that. That's not what I meant. It's just like, if I'm looking at it as a narrative that somebody wrote.
Okay.
Then I'm like, wow, there's a whole lot of talking before we get to the
point. Yeah, there's a lot of
point.
Yeah.
But when you think of it as being found footage, that makes more sense. You know? Because there's not, if you're doing found footage, there's not, you're not creating the narrative.
Well,
the narrative's
already
there.
Here's the thing though, is that like with found footage though, it kind of it created its own style. You know, so all of that scary shit doesn't have to happen until the last, like, I don't know, 20 minutes of the movie.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is that, like, I think if I thought of it as a real story, the structure doesn't bother me. But when I see it as a movie now, I'm like, oh, there's not as much happening in the first act. It's not.
Yeah. The first act is just wandering. Literally, going through it now, I honestly could not tell you a linear plot, you know, of this movie.
Yeah.
Like, until the last 10 or 15 minutes of the movie is what I can probably tell.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
But like everything leading up to that, like, it's all a blur really, but I can definitely be like, oh, this happens, but I couldn't tell you where.
Right. So, you know? Yeah. So then, Mike's gone, right? They can't find Mike.
No. Well, no, it's Josh.
Is it Josh? Oh,
but also
one of them was missing.
We glossed over a couple of things. First of all, we find out that they've been walking around in circles.
Yeah.
Like they come across the same log that they crossed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're pissed.
They're super pissed. And they come back to the campsite after the night when the rustling and all that shit to find like their campsite completely trashed. Like, you know, it was a woods party out there.
Woods party.
They trashed everything and they put, like, I guess they jerked off on Josh's camera.
What?
Because he's like, there's like slime on it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, there's slime on this.
Wow, I was like, I didn't assume that anyone jerked off. I just thought it was slime.
No, it was somebody jerked off on it.
Ew.
It was Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah. Yikes.
That's what he does. That's how he blesses every camera for students who are going into film.
Ew.
I have to jerk off on this camera.
God.
It's a good luck charm, believe me. But he's wearing his little beret.
I don't want to talk about
wine.
That anymore. That's gross.
Anyway, so is when
Mike's pissed. They're lost. They're still lost. They've been lost. They're screaming at each other.
Right. Well, they're kind of also losing it.
Yeah.
They're losing
their
minds.
They're definitely
right now.
Losing it. And then.
So Josh is officially, like, I guess he's gone.
He's gone.
He's
actually the first to go. I was surprised.
Yeah?
Because Mike was a jerk. I thought it was.
So you thought Mike was going to go first?
I thought Mike was going to go first, yeah.
No, 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 no. Because on his body, the body hair is a map to leave. His body hair is the map to get out of the woods.
Fingers.
Like Waterworld.
Yeah. Also, how can we never see them? So they've been lost for a couple of days at this point.
Yeah, like right? 7 days or
we
something.
We never see them hunt or try to find. They talk about food a lot, but we never see them hunt or try to find food or anything.
That's a good point.
They must be out of food at some point, right?
They're definitely out of food.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, they're they like, said something like, we're out of food. Because they were only supposed to be there for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so like, so it's day seven. So like, Josh eats a leaf at one point.
Yeah.
But also, this is my theory. Is that this section of the woods is so cursed, nothing lives there.
Hmm, okay.
I mean, I don't know if I heard it, like, if there was, like, any, like, hawks screeching or something like that. Like, we didn't hear any birds.
That's true.
We didn't hear anything like that. So, that could be it. Like, there's nothing, there's no life there.
Yeah, I just never see them, you know, try to find anything or even, like, get water out of the creek.
Yeah, like, that was stupid, too. It's like, yeah, you guys need water. Just drink out of the fucking creek.
Yeah.
This isn't Flint, Michigan. You guys should be okay.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, like... And also, why didn't they just get in the creek and just ride it down?
Right.
That was the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, just follow the creek.
Duh.
Follow the creek. Like, I'm not good. I'm not a very wilderness guy. Like, I'm not a big wilderness guy, but yeah. Like, follow the creek.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know camping, but I'm pretty sure that's what you're supposed to do.
You know, right? tent living. I don't know much about tent living. But if you're lost in the woods, just follow the creek.
Yeah.
That's it. So.
So, oh yeah. So then they go to sleep. And then the next morning, there's that big bundle of sticks outside of the tent.
Yeah.
And inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Teeth.
Yeah, there's a couple of things in there. Teeth.
Teeth.
Teeth being one of them. Teeth. And I think there's a tongue in there.
Oh, God, gross. I thought that was, I was trying to figure it out. I thought there was an ear.
Well, I think it's either... An ear, a tongue, or teeth, or it's...
Well, there's definitely teeth, and then there's something else.
I thought it was a tongue.
Maybe it is. I don't know. It just was like Maybe. Fleshy and bloody.
Ugh. It was his...
Ew.
It was his nose.
Oh,
or, I don't
God.
Know.
I don't know. It was just gross.
It was his foreskin.
Ugh. I knew you were going to say that.
The witch gave
it? I knew you were going to make it a dick joke. I knew it.
Ugh. Let's not make you a turtleneck and turn you straight into a full mast pole.
Cool.
Do you regret doing this show with me?
Not all the time.
Not all the time. Good answer. Anyway. So yeah, they find the bundle of Josh.
Yeah.
And
Oh, bundle of Josh.
Yeah, it's me.
Ooh, that's a good band name.
Bundle of Josh.
Yeah. You can call it because it's your name.
Well, that'd be actually really funny if it was your band.
Okay. It's fine. So Bundle of Josh, new band name, I call it.
All right. This is awkward.
That's what I was going to let you have it.
No. Like, no, I want you to have it. You came up with it.
Okay.
Your first album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is dedicated to my mom.
Your mom? Okay.
My mom. What is the album called? And what is the title track from that album that you decided to dedicate to my mom?
The title track of Bundle of Josh's album dedicated to your mother. I'm going to call it, I'm going to go with Screams for Denise.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I've done that several times.
I bet you have.
Screams for Denise. I need a new laundry.
Yeah.
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 Okay. That's a good one.
That's a good
I like
one.
That.
It's going to be a picture of you on the front. Is it a baby with your little bowl cut?
My little bowl cut.
Yeah.
And riding a penny farthing with my dad.
Yeah. It's so cute.
That's a cute picture.
It is a cute picture.
I know. Anyway. So, they go to bed.
Yeah.
What?
And this is when we get the famous, often parodied nostril shot.
Oh, yeah. We look into her face. We see inside of her
face.
We're
just looking up Heather's nose, and she's like.
Yeah. This is kind of a, it is kind of frightening. Like, she's really, she's very scared.
She's very scared.
Yeah.
And she's just whispering and being like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. It's like, yeah, it was like her last will and testament.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so then they're scared and they have no flashlights, but then they start walking around at night.
Hmm?
Right? Because isn't that same night? Heather's doing the video and then they start walking at night and then they find the house, the witch house.
Well, no, yeah, but they don't start walking. They're not like, oh, let's walk. They hear Josh.
Right.
They hear Josh in the night.
Oh, yeah.
New band name, I call it.
Josh in the night?
Josh in the night.
Okay. All right. So Josh in the night.
Josh in the night.
So if I'm going to call in the radio, call Delilah. Delilah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to dedicate a song by Josh in the night to my trucker husband who's out driving cross country, delivering bales of hay. Mm. What song am I going to ask for?
It's a song called, Rigs of Love.
Mm.
And axles of hearts.
Oh, that's a really cute truck.
And it is a really cute truck, but it's actually used for sex trafficking.
Oh no!
It's a twist. It's a turn. I'm sorry.
Oh no!
Josh in the night. Josh in the night. Josh in the night. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like that. So yeah. So they follow it all the way to this.
To this house
that's falling apart.
Yeah, and it's so quiet in that house. That's really creeped me out, actually, because you have a lot of what do you call it, like incidental sound, like wind and stuff when they're out in the woods. Nothing big, but there's like a sound. So then all of a sudden they get in the house and it's just silent.
Yeah,
which was creepy. It's
super creepy. And then really also you creepy. See they start running around looking for Josh.
Yeah.
And they see like the handprints on the
walls.
All
those little baby red hands. Oh.
Yeah, the baby handprints.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of cool. I like that.
That was creepy.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This is pretty sweet. Yeah. And also if I personally ran into a house with baby handprints everywhere that were like looked like they were blood, I'd be like, how much is the deposit? I'm moving in tomorrow.
So they run around and Mike drops the camera.
Does he?
I thought he did.
No.
Oh.
He got hit by something.
Oh, I thought he just dropped it.
No. He got hit. He got hit in the head with
something. Yeah, I think so. The end of this movie is very scary. I don't know if I understood it.
Okay. Well, let's walk through it.
So they're going around the house.
Okay.
And they're looking and then they see all the bloody handprints on the walls. And they go upstairs because they think Josh is upstairs, but he's not.
No.
So they have to run back downstairs.
Yeah, you got to go back to the man cave.
Yeah, you got to go down there. And then, so I thought Mike dropped the camera, but you're saying he got hit?
Yeah, he got hit in the head and then he fell over.
He fell over. Yeah. Gotcha. I didn't get that.
Same thing with Heather.
And then Heather, and then we see.
Do you think Heather fell over?
Yeah, no, I thought Heather got hit, right?
Yeah. But did you think that she like dropped the camera?
Well, when she fell over, she probably also dropped the camera.
Yeah, but originally, did you think that she dropped the camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And so then we see Josh standing creepy facing the corner of the room.
Right.
Which we learned from an earlier, from one of the stories at the beginning, that that's what the Blair Witch does. There's like a person in the middle of the room that dies, and then the person in the corner is like waiting to be killed. This is where I was a little confused.
Okay, so... I'll explain it this way.
Okay.
I'm going to try to. Okay. So there's this hermit called Rustin Parr who lived up in the woods somewhere.
Okay.
And he that's where he killed 7 kids.
Right.
And what he would do is he would.
So the Blair Witch did not kill 7
kids. No, he did it to appease the Blair Witch.
Okay.
So what he did was he made one kid face the corner while he murdered the one kid in the room. And then he'd take the other kid and murder that kid.
And then put the third one in the corner and then so on and so forth.
Yeah, he put just a bunch of kids in corners.
Yeah, mathematically.
Mathematically. Yeah. It was like a squared circle of child death.
Mm.
You're in the squared circle of kid murder.
Yikes. So
I'll tell you, Mean Gene, this is going to be a great night.
So then, if Josh was in the corner, who was being murdered?
Heather.
Heather?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought they'd go in, like, order of arrival, so then Josh would be murdered and Heather would be in the corner.
No. No. Josh goes in the corner and then Heather gets murdered.
Oh.
So then we can actually think that it's not really the witch at all. It's just this Rustin Parr guy.
So there is no Blair Witch.
I don't know.
So Rustin Parr just made up an excuse to kill a bunch of children.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. Maybe. Who knows?
Interesting.
I mean, or it could be just the Blair Witch. Or
Rustin Parr is the Blair Witch.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it is the greatest thesis at UCLA you've ever seen.
That's right. The student film projects are going to be
stellar.
Stellar.
Very, very good. Yeah. Vin Diesel's in the class, too.
Nice.
It's not good.
Mm. He's trying.
He's trying. So that's it.
So that's the end of the movie. That's it.
Fine.
Fine.
El fin. Mm. What'd you think of this?
Well, we kind of got into it already. That, like, I think I would have liked it more seeing it in a theater, thinking it was real. Like, I don't know, because the beginning of it was so slow. I was like, when are we getting to the story? And then once we got to it, it was really interesting. The way everything devolved, and the way everyone sort of turned on each other and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I thought, I mean, for being a short movie, it was a little slow, but the payoff is good, I guess.
Yeah. Like
the twists are good.
Well, I mean, the thing is that also, this isn't a long movie.
No, that's what I was saying. It's only like 90 minutes, right? Yeah, it's pretty quick.
I think it's even less than 90 minutes. But like, I think the last like 10 or 15 minutes of the movie are pretty good.
Yeah.
But everything else leading up to it is just like arguing and screaming at each other.
A lot of screaming.
And a very well edited together found footage movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think it's, I mean, this movie is kind of like responsible for like those Paranormal Activity movies and mm-hmm. all that stuff like that. So this kind of set the trend for that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I can see that. I think there's something really scary about things being shot that way.
There's a great movie that's a found footage movie that's actually... it's like, I don't really know if it's been released, but it's a movie called Poughkeepsie Tapes. And it's a found footage movie, but all the footage is shot by the serial killer.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, how do you know about it if you said it's not a real movie?
It is a real movie.
Oh,
but I'm saying,
like,
I don't know if it's been released.
Oh.
So, because I remember going to the movie theater once and seeing a preview for it, and I was like, oh my God, this looks creepy. And then, I remember never coming out,
mm-hmm.
but it was.
When was that? It sounds very scary.
Like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. Like, you would hate it. I literally watched it and I actually did get nightmares from it.
Wait, so you have seen it? I'm so confused if this movie is real or not.
It was on YouTube, like for a brief moment in time. Like, I found it on YouTube.
Oh.
Like, that's how weird it was. It came out. I don't even know when it came out. It was supposed to come out like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And then somebody just randomly put it on YouTube and I watched it.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like you're making that movie up, but. All right.
It's this movie I made.
I mean, this does sound really scary though.
It's pretty rad.
Yeah. Found footage. Movie. There's something about it. Like the fact that it's so realistic, you know?
Yeah. It's like, that's why Bang Brothers does so well.
Oh, God. Yikes.
Or,
that's not found footage.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They want people to think it's found footage, but it's not.
No.
5 years ago, we found this fuck footage. And we edited it all together.
Oh, no.
All these people are dead or missing. Amber Tate, Chuck Dixter, Slam Steel Wagon.
Yikes!
Yeah, Slam Steel Wagon's a great porn name, by the way.
That is a good name.
Take it.
No, not for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's really not much other trivia about this movie. There was a movie that came out. There's another Blair Witch movie that came out like last year.
I didn't get
to go see it.
Yeah, I wondered about that because I just don't. I don't know how you do a sequel to this.
Oh.
Is it just more people go and look for Jesus Blair Christ. Witch?
So, okay.
What's the sequel?
So there's a second movie after this that came out like 2 or 3 years later that makes no fucking sense.
Oh, wait. So there's already been a sequel to this before the one that just came out recently?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I went to go see it and it made no fucking sense.
I just don't understand how you make a sequel to something like this.
You can't.
If it's a found footage movie where everyone died.
Okay, so I'll explain to you what the second movie is.
Okay.
Okay? So it's not found footage.
Okay.
It all takes place in this main town.
Okay.
There's a person who is profiting off of this Blair Witch movie by giving tours. And so he takes a tour of a bunch of people into the woods and they camp overnight over there. They apparently get possessed, go back into town, and then they start murdering each other.
They get possessed on a walking tour and then go home?
Yes. Yes.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yes. Imagine. Okay. So imagine when we went on the ghost tour in New Orleans,
except
all of a sudden, like I get possessed by the Axeman of New Orleans, which sounds pretty badass.
You're pretty excited about that.
Which is pretty badass because I just start killing a bunch of grocers.
It's just like, you and I, and you're possessed, but also like the tourists that were on all the other tourists on our tour are also possessed, and then we all have to kill each other? I'm confused.
No, it's just me.
Just you.
I'm just possessed.
Okay.
But I have a grenade with me.
Mm.
Like, not the weapon, like the drink.
Like the drink,
the
yeah.
The drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's the whole story. And then they go back. And then, like, they have to look through all the footage that they shot the night before to figure out what happened. It's, like, basically, like, and also they got really drunk and stoned when they were in the woods that they can't remember anything. So it's, like, The Hangover meets Blair Witch. It's fucking weird.
That is weird.
Which is also strange because, like, in the vein of the second movie, they have to know that this movie is not real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the documentary is not real. It was a movie.
Yeah, so they know that.
They have to. So right. Why the fuck are they going on this stupid tour?
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
That's weird.
I'm getting upset.
You are upset. Don't worry, sweetheart. It's just a movie.
I'm about to throw up by how upset I am.
Oh.
I'm a beast of a man right now. Come at me.
Yikes.
Yeah, so would you want to watch other installments in the series?
I don't know. You made that other installment sound terrible.
Yeah, so we don't have to.
Okay, great.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
Although I will watch the new one. I haven't seen the new one yet. I mean, I'll check it out.
The new one is supposed to be a direct sequel to the first one because that first sequel you were talking about, Book of Shadows,
mm-hmm.
was so bad. So it ignores that one.
So they just pretended like Book of Shadows. That's why I didn't know. I forgot about that. Yeah, so they pretended.
So basically Book of Shadows is the Tokyo Drift of the Blair Witch universe? God, shut up. Shut up, Kent.
Yeah,
shut
you shouldn't up. Have brought. You shouldn't have brought it up.
Shut up, Kent. We make too many Fast and Furious references on the show. Jesus Christ. I mean, this was kind of a weird experiment. Like, this film, also this episode.
Oh, I'm seeing it.
Like,
this
podcast in general is a weird experiment.
That's true.
Like, no, like I think it was kind of like a very smart marketing of a movie.
Yeah.
And they made so much fucking money off of it.
No, it's a really smart movie. I gotta give them that.
Yeah.
It's very original.
I don't think it holds up as well.
Yeah.
But still, that's okay because, like, I admire the fact that they made this movie.
Yeah.
For so little money. I think it was like $600,000 or something.
Wow.
Can we look that up, actually, how much it was? And then I think it made like $200 million.
I can really appreciate, like, what it took to do this movie.
The budget was
$60,000 budget.
$248.6 million
or billion? Million. I was like, Christ.
These two men run the universe
now.
Yeah,
damn.
Jesus Christ. $60,000.
That's why they were worried about getting their equipment back on time.
My loans. My student loans are more than that.
Yeah, jeez.
God damn. Okay.
That's awesome. Good for them, man.
Good for them. Seriously, yes, exactly. Good for them. They made money off of this fucking thing. You know? I'm so proud of these two dudes.
Yeah.
I don't even think they made anything else other than the other Blair Witch movie.
I don't know.
And why should they?
Yeah, no.
I think they can just live comfortably right now. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Blair Witch Project.
There we go.
The project is over. What would you rate it? What would you grade it, Liz?
I'm going to give your project a B.
Oh, awesome. That means I can have my friends over this weekend at the slumber party. Sweet. Thanks.
What do you grade it?
I give it a B.
Yeah.
Yeah, just about.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's a B. Yeah.
There we
go. See you in the theater. Anyway. That's so cool. Thanks, guys, so much for listening to the episode.
Yeah,
for the
thank
podcast
you.
And the episode. Like, if you're new listening, welcome.
Yeah.
And if you're a current listener and you're listening now, we appreciate you. Thanks for putting up
Thanks
for so much.
Yeah.
Liz, do you have, you want to mention anything?
Nope. Got nothing.
You got Twitter?
Got Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter. At Bloody Date Night. At Miss Liz Richards. At Josh _ Krebs.
Yeah, and...
Facebook, Bloody Date Night.
Yeah, and I also want to say, like, if you guys... if anybody comes to New York, or if you guys visit New York, or if you live in New York, come see Gas Station Horror.
Yeah.
I haven't said it in a while, and JW got mad at me.
Oh.
So I have to say... Come see Gas Station Horror. Last show is sold out, so I was really psyched about that. So if you guys are in New York, come check it out,
and then we'll
hang out. Yeah, once a month at the Pit. Horror improv. We do like really silly ass horror clips, and we improv off of that. And it's going well for 3 years. So
yeah,
no one's
really
told us to stop.
It's really fun.
We keep going. Other than that, guys, thank you so much for listening. And who's going to send us off?
I will. Come here.
You want to do it?
Yeah. All right. My hands are squeezed.
Oh,
whoa.
Careful.
Hey,
go ahead.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you. All right.
Bye. It's less intense than far outside.
As always, I'm Paul.
And we're from Jews and Reviews.
We have a podcast where we like to talk and review movies, maybe bring on a wacky character from that movie, and always play some games.
We like some games. I actually brought a clip, Paul.
Wait, you brought a clip?
I brought a clip.
Can I listen?
Yeah.
I look mad young, right?
Yeah, you look young in the movie, and...
I hooked up with a bunch of the young chicks at the movie. Oh,
you know what?
You know what? It's not illegal if you're a police officer.
And I believe that, is something I wanted to bring up since you're here.
Sure.
Tell us about all the hookups on set.
Oh, my God.
Who's hooking up with who?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, like, there's, like, these, like, Asian girls in the movie.
Right. The twins, right?
I triple kissed them.
Okay, a little triple kiss.
That way you didn't get confused if it was Rachel or Rebecca.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, whatever, and I triple kissed them.
Was that offset or on camera, or in the cut out maybe, or?
Oh, I didn't do it on camera for sure. Okay. I would never, because you know what I mean? I could get in a lot of trouble for that. I don't know how old they are. I can never tell with them. But who else? Let me see. Cecily, the girl.
Yeah,
Cecily Strong. I chalked her.
You chalked her? What is chalking?
That's when you kind of forcibly kiss someone.
This has been an Atlantic Transmission production.